time. And if someone is obese and grossly overweight, just taxing stuff, making things more expensive, will that help, or are there other ways to solve it? That's 526. I don't know. It's a big question. BBC Hereford and Worcester here. And, well, this weekend saw the return of the Chateau Impney Hill Climb. Did anyone go? Was it any good? The event was staged for the first time since 1967, saw 200 competitors racing against the clock on the track at Droitwich. The winner was Jack Woodhouse from Bromsgrove. He's here now. Hi, Jack. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, fine. You'd never taken part in the hill climb before. Oh, hang on. Sorry, you're still there?
Yes, still
sorry,
here.
My fault entirely. You'd never taken part in the hill climb before?
No, me and my father normally race in circuit races. Right. So this was first time hill climbing.
Okay, and how was it? Talk us through your day on the weekend.
Yes, we had two time runs on Saturday, which didn't count for the competition, which went well. My father was first in class, and I was first in class on the practice, so that was positive. But it left a little bit of pressure then for Sunday. We had a wet morning, so the first run was quite tricky. And then the second run then was dry and managed to get a good run.
And, well, you were crowned the winner and you've never taken part in a hill climb before. You must be really chuffed.
Yes, very pleased. There was some good competition there and some good cars. A really good social event as well. So, yeah, really nice day.
And do you think this is something now you're going to perhaps practice a bit more instead of circuit racing? Because, well, clearly you've got a knack for it.
Yes, something we'll have to do more of, I think, yes.
What do you drive, by the way? What are the wheels?
It's a 1961 Lotus 20 Formula Junior car.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. Pretty cars.
I bet she takes a lot of looking after, a bit of TLC to get her going.
Yes, yeah. My father and myself prepare the cars at Dad's family business, Catsall Garage. But, yeah, they're a lot of fun to work on.
Okay. Well, where's the next race then? Where are you going to enter?
Silverstone Classic next in 2 weekends' time.
Okay, let us know how you get on. Well done.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jack Woodhouse from Bromsgrove, brimming over with excitement.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Eight and others.
No,
that was your one. Oh, good. There's a great. I don't know if you've got it. My dad's got it actually. There's a great box set of the whole thing. It's been mastered onto DVD and made good for 2015. I don't know if you've seen it or got it or not. If not, you should go out and buy it. Have you ever watched that concert again?
No, I haven't. So that'd be really interesting to revisit.
It's out there. Hey, thanks for getting in touch, Doreen. Really interested to hear your memories.
Okay, no problem.
Good to talk, Doreen from Worcester. Who was there at Live Aid? Were you? 0345 300 8181. It's 526 BBC Hereford and Worcester. And just a little more now on that hill climb on the weekend, that race that returned to Worcestershire for the first time in almost 50 years. The event at the Chateau Impney in Droitwich saw more than 200 competitors take part. Was it a success, though, off the track as well as on it? Ben Elder, one of the organisers and general manager of the Chateau Impney. And here he is now. Hi, Ben.
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrew.
Was it a big success?
Tremendous success, yeah. We are delighted with how it went. Yeah, really, really over the moon.
And for what reason? The amount of people that came, the money that you took, the publicity, what made it such a great event?
I think it was a combination of all of those things. The ticket numbers and people attending on the various days were fantastic, way beyond where we expected them to be. The feedback we've had has just been overwhelming, both on email, on our social media, you know, word of mouth, people who've just called the hotel today to say, you know, fabulous event, can't wait for next year.
And is it going to be an annual event now?
Yes, we're planning on it being an annual event. Based on the feedback we've had, there's absolutely no reason why not.
Isn't that good? How many did you have, did you think? Do you think? How many people?
Well, we're still reconciling some of the information, but our best estimate is just north of 9,500 at the moment, which for a first-time event, you know, we were really thrilled with.
What do you think is the attraction of this?
I think, you know, the motorsport calendar has, you know, distinct big events like Goodwood, and it has club events, you know, at Shelsley and places like that. And I think we are, our event was a good mix of the two. It allowed people a fantastic setting in the Chateau, you know, really interesting cars that were here all weekend. And it was just a really lively, social, friendly atmosphere. It was a cracking event, you know, really, really nice place to be.
Might it open up opportunity to do other things at other times of the year, not just an annual event?
Since we took over the place back in 2012, we've been very keen that, a big part of the Chateau is the land around it, the ground. You know, we've got 140 acres of land, and it's been underutilised, quite frankly. So we're looking at a number of different options to try and better use the land. Outdoor festivals and things like that are all things on our radar at the moment.
Okay, well, keep us updated with what you're doing. Thank you, Ben Elder, one of the organisers and general manager of the Chateau.
Andrew Easton, the day's news and the people making it.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.